Sometimes I like pain. Like when you slap me. You know, because I give you a satisfied, laughing little exhale. I enjoy the shock of the impact, and the dark hiss of your contempt before the burn starts to spread. But is that real pain, when it's such an enjoyable sensation to me, that it connects my blazing face straight to my throbbing wet pussy? I even like it when you push my limits to the edge. I want real pain sometimes. Pain without pleasure. Pain that feels bad. I want to hate it. Because I enjoy the dread. The awful anticipation. And knowing that you can be cruel enough to cause it. To enjoy it. Don't ask me why I want that, but I do. Will this feel good? I doubt it. I'm kneeling on our sofa, naked, bared to you. My forearms are flat against my top, my forehead pressed coolly against them. My back is arched and my ass is offered up to you. It may look like calm supplication, but my brow is knitted, my stomach alive with motion. You're standing by the fireplace, holding an iron in your gloved hand. You had it made specially. What pleasure you must have taken in that, knowing its final purpose, to brand me. The fire crackles and spits gently. Normally such a relaxing sound. I start to think about what this means. How you're going to mark me. Permanently this time. I like to wear your marks. Bruises, welts. When you write whore or property on my naked body and send me out into the world, burning with the knowledge that my purpose is to serve you. To obey? But this will be different. This won't fade so readily. We're going to pass through the flames together, and there'll be no turning back. When you press that iron into my soft, vulnerable flesh, singeing me, my skin will scorch, then bubble and blister. All flesh is weak. And burned flesh will die. What will be left behind will not just mark me, but define me as yours. I'm sweating. And it's not just the roaring fire. Sweat rolls into my eyes, stinging them, making tears form. My breathing is shallow, and the air starts to feel dense in my lungs. My stomach is clenched. I try not to tense my buttocks, waiting, trying to be the perfect target for you. I know what you expect. Streams drip down my back, pooling in the cleft at the base of my spine. My pussy tingles in anticipation. This is insanity. No normal person would want this. No normal person would do this to me either. I shiver, thinking about how we got here, how we found each other. I've always been extreme, impulsive, but I've always had other people who wanted to guide me, hold me back. But you dance in the shadows with me. We walk through the fire together, and tonight, the fire is going to bond us. I will be yours, always. Wear your mark, your brand. It gives me a heady rush of danger, one so potent I smell and taste the coppery tang of my own blood pounding and coursing through the back of my throat. I feel dizzy, like I might stop breathing, But I won't be backing down. We both know that. And neither will you. That is why I desire you and fear you. And why I don't know where one ends and the other begins. But I don't care to. Even though my brain is singing loudly, playing me a dreadful march toward my fate, I feel the awful, fiery heat as you bring the brand towards my body. I take one final gasp of air, gulping the oxygen into my lungs, enough to keep me upright as the iron strikes. I hear the hiss, my flesh sizzling, I see white. I feel nothing for perhaps a few milliseconds that feel like time never existed. My vision returns through a sea of stars and then blurred through my tears. Then it starts, the pure, biting, furious pain. Oh my God, the pain! My mind explodes with words distilled into a single panicked thought. Why? There's no more choice now. What's done is done. Permanently. And the pain must be borne. I feel your hand on my shoulder, and you press an ice pack to the wound. You can't spoil the sensation for me now, though. The worst shock is over. Now the delicious burn, the throbbing. The days from now, watching it take its final form, taut and shiny in the mirror, glowing with recognition, feeling your possession, knowing you own me, the way I need you to. And that now, I can never escape you.